Devri Bey. Ya, na pote lowan zogre kangur ngi don sam montan ne kale
Now I will give the empowerment of the transmission of the text by giving each one of you a text and placing it on top of your head, and that is
your head.
And so everyone should, the classroom should organize a line so that the people come up in an orderly fashion and receive the text one by one. And while we do that, then we will sing the song of the profound definitive meaning sung on the snowy rain.
Tene pote lowan de seta no ngole gole yagre, nang da do sem ne yagre, sangwa ta do wasa je sem me yagre, tarto yaza yazi le debare.
The outer empowerment I give by placing the text on your head. The inner empowerment you receive in your mind. The secret empowerment is the empowerment you receive by realizing the nature of mind as luminous clarity. And the ultimate empowerment is beyond there being anyone to empower and any empowerment to give. So we'll sing all these forms, the song of self, arisen, appearance, and emptiness. Not right now. That's all just superficial, superficial work of apparent reality. The main thing is to have faith, diligence, and
prajna.
But later,
sing a song. Yeah.
Go and go in your mind goes. Every sound is sound emptiness.
시름 단다 세다도 보딜랑 골라토 난다도 죄저왕 세나토 사마타도 세나 던단제왕 외사 대신이 볼로토 타토고 왕 타토 토사 토지 쯔바당 자르빙강도 왕 토사 토지 쯔바다 자르빙강수 토소
Now I have bestowed on you the outer empowerment of the text being placed on your head, the inner empowerment of the words which express the meaning into your mind, the ultimate empowerment of the true nature of mind, which is luminous clarity, and the third empowerment is the empowerment of genuine reality, which is the empowerment of the true nature of mind being luminous clarity. Also, you could say that's the secret empowerment. And then the ultimate empowerment is to rest in the complete freedom from all fabrications, fabrications of someone to receive an empowerment, someone to give it, and an empowerment to receive, to rest within that transcendence of all
consciousness.
Remember this as the way to receive the empowerment of a textual transmission. Don't forget it, remember it again and again. Think about it well.
가상 초요 초초초지나니 코토메베 돈도노 왕게 초장 데라사스 왕게 초이노 데네 코토블렌데베 돈도 그래 코토블렌데베 네록도 그래
As Milarepa sings in the song we sang last night, the four supreme things and the 11 supreme things, when you realize that in reality there is no empowerment to be bestowed and no empowerment to give, no one to give it, then that is the supreme empowerment. When there is someone to receive an empowerment and someone to give it, then that's not the genuine empowerment. That's not the supreme empowerment because it's a conceptually fabricated empowerment.
Kurtumebe tontono wange jojang de lozo Kurtumebe tontono wange jojang de lozo Tete lo song gonda, tsek mambo amjo ko tuna yang ping mare, tene tsek nyung nyung tong samunda so tsekye lo song gonda.
This is something that you should memorize. It doesn't do a lot of good just to hear lots of words and then not be able to remember any of it. So you should pick the important ones and memorize them. Sing them again and again, learn them by heart.
Tene drajur bata, lo tsa bata so yin na, tene peke de yinke yinka song gonda.
And if someone is studying Tibetan or is a translator, then they should learn it in Tibetan and English both, of course. And if you're not a translator then or studying Tibetan, then you could learn it in English, memorize it in English, or memorize it in American. You can study lots of texts or receive lots of textual empowerments. If you don't remember even a single verse from any of that, what's the benefit? If you understand what you're reading when you're reading it, but then when you put the book away, you don't remember anything, that's not of any benefit.
난 던다도서 하고서 사는 책계가 라비아 맨에 빙마래.
And just to think, oh, I understand this meaning, okay, but then not to be able to recite a single verse is not of any benefit.
Patro Rumbuchi Khyalong le yore. Chek zhen la don man zhen ba. Don zhen la chek man zhen ba. Chek man zhen ba. Da ma tro ban zhen ba. Don da ma to ban zhen ba. Sen je lo don zhen ba. Sen je gong no ne man zhen ba nga se. Chek zhen la don man zhen ba. Don zhen la chek man zhen ba. Gong no ne zhen ba. Da ma tro ban zhen ba. Sinja lo to zeba, Menzemba nazare, Menzemba nale, Menzemba nale, and deba, then check zemba, don zemba, check don manorva and zemba, dan treba and zemba, Sinja lo le dot and zeng over. De yuma, then a young hen, Halona, de logo. Ya. Then a
da candidu.
Tenda hamagova.
Dan
Mandro, check the Tenda Hamago one zeba.
Lassa.
Check Dan Tose, check the Jesa Careo, more to go to Dan Mandro Bazaba. Young Sinja Lord on Zeba, Sinja De, don't buy nearly said the legend of the Jevang of the Mabans and the Sinja Lord. Then,
then,
Tetam
go Norwa, Gitanda.
Come on, no, check Coma, the woman Norso.
Lassa.
Check Woma, the Conla, Coma, Jisula, no, Coma, no, Zeba. Menzem Banga, then drag over it.
Lassa.
Hakusumi. They shallon the yure. Gunsan lammy shallon, going to Sambo lammy shallon, they indicate yure, they cut on the young chanazo, and take coron a logo. Moriri loan a calecabure, take a loan a kangani, the Yabudova.
Dula.
Turn a loge.
Lasso.
Lasso. Yeah.
In his text called The Words of My Perfect Teacher, Pacho Rinpoche explains the five erroneous ways to study. One is, the first is to learn the words but not know the meaning. The second is to know the meaning but not know the words. The third is to mix up the order of the words in the text. The fourth is to not be able to know the specific meaning of a specific word or sentence in the text. And the fifth is to have a wrong understanding. For example, thinking that the meaning of the teachings of emptiness are that there is not even an appearance of karmic cause and result. So these are the five mistaken ways of learning, and we should go over these tomorrow, and I will bring the words of my perfect teacher and read it so everybody can listen and understand, and then you should read it on your own. The main thing is then to see that what we should do is learn the words, learn the meaning, learn how they match up, learn the order correctly, and have a correct understanding of the conclusions of what is taught.
Then you go to say, do you? Tiranso Dolan Sabre Capso and Teso Loton in Lavia Gorde Le Laure.
And in our discussion groups, we should, once we learn these, hear the meaning of them and learn them, then everybody should be able to know these by heart and explain them to the other members of the discussion group. It's easy.
Then it took the Goba Mabar Sabre Cap, you're a dick, other is in a symptom nailo.
There is a time when words are not necessary, and that is when you are crossing over into direct experience of the true nature of mind or meditation on the true nature of mind beyond conceptual fabrication. And at that point, it's inexpressible, so words are not necessary. But you should know that that is the specific time that words are not necessary. When beginners are listening to and reflecting on the Dharma, then words are important. If you just think, oh, the true nature of reality is inexpressible, so I don't need to study, I don't need any words, then you just end up being stupid. You can't say anything.
Oh yeah, de. Then that I danda heya te ngaro danda leva tambo jechen ta ba hegre gonda then semti leva to pa hegre.
The way that we will proceed during this course is that during the morning sessions, I will explain chapter 1 of the profound inner reality, and in the evening sessions, chapter 6.
Tene sanje jo komba dropa sanjok dropa sanje jo komba dropa dorjin chang ka komba dropa la tene jo kare sana jo devar chik bunyang bore.
If you ask, what is the cause that is explained in the Vajrayana for attaining enlightenment, the state of Vajradhara, it is the Buddha nature.
Tene jo devar chik bu nyingbo de jeba jehu de tene thakpa chenpu jo lama le jumsen som jin dorte namja jo jebar chik treme drepsor pe goi go ni dembare tene jo lama thakpa chenpu jo lama leba tangbo de lobjo yabu zo go tu.
The most extensive explanation of the Buddha nature is found in the treatise on the Buddha nature called the Mayanuttara Tantra Shastra, the Gyulama in Tibetan. It's translated under the name Buddha Nature and published by Snow Lion now. And in the first chapter of that book, the three reasons why all sentient beings have the Buddha nature are explained, and this is the concise explanation of the Buddha nature. The extensive explanation is the description of the Buddha nature's 10 aspects, and then there are 9 examples given for how the Buddha nature is present even though it is covered by fleeting stains, how that could be. And so you should study this presentation well. You should read it in order to gain an understanding of what the Buddha nature is.
That
the true nature of mind is Dharma Dhatu, the expanse of genuine reality beyond conceptual fabrication, is called the natural or the naturally abiding Prajna Paramita.
Tenlantene tanda chuying to pala so bang kholo sumbul lokta da jana chuji ying se chuji ying se je de chu tam je ji ying yuen den ji chu tam je ying je ying su jor ba yin ba sen na chuji ying se sem je ne lok chuji chuji ying yin de chu tam je ji ying ying yin ba gang ge yuen den ji chu tam je ji ying yin ba se.
According to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, the explanation of how the true nature of reality is Dharma Dhatu is emphasized. And we can see that this term, Dharma Dhatu, has different meanings depending upon how you look at the word Dharma. Because from one perspective, from the perspective of the second turning, it's more that Dharma means just reality. But from the perspective of the third turning of the wheel, Dharma is another meaning of the word Dharma is emphasized, which is qualities. So the third turning of the wheel explains that the true nature of mind is the expanse of qualities. And Dharma also means phenomena. And so we can see that at the same time, the true nature of reality is the true nature of the expanse of all phenomena, that includes all phenomena. What that really is the true nature of mind, the expanse of the qualities of enlightenment.
Same
So in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the true nature of mind is called the natural Prajnaparamita. In the third turning, it's called Dharma Dhatu, the expanse of qualities. In the Vajrayana, the term that is used is Vajra Dhatu, the Vajra expanse, because the true nature of reality beyond conceptual fabrications is unchanging and unchangeable, and so it is a Vajra.
Tamarji maju zovju len debse na tamarji sheba. Semje ne lok nyungman tarto wa yin bese na nyungman sem. Semje ne lok deni rektong yimi yin bese na rangzong ge yehi. Dekhi nyingbo de la rangzong ge yehi. Sem len debe rekba la soba deni mengda tanyi mangdo yeba shebra chige.
This true nature of mind, the expanse of mind, is called the Vajra expanse. It is also called ordinary mind, Tamalgi Shepa, because it is something that is uncontrived, uncreated. It is simple and ordinary, just as it is. It is also called native mind. And the reason why it's called native mind, in Tibetan the term is nyukma sem. And nyukma has the sense of natural and also the sense of being the best, like the purest, the supreme. It is also awareness and emptiness undifferentiable. And from that perspective, it is called self-arisen, self-aware, original wisdom. The true nature of mind also transcends all ordinary and dualistic mental activity. And so it is called awareness beyond mind. Mind here means dualistic mental activity. And you should know that, therefore, the true nature of mind has many different synonyms. All of these terms express a different aspect of its qualities.
Tisena, ming ta deba, tsik ta deba, tanyin ta deba yinayang, dunje ne lo kikma do mevara gayin seno, semje ne lo tartokwa te, tene nye yoma re chikri.
And so there are lots of different names, different conventional terms, different expressions, but they are all talking about one thing, the true nature of mind. And we can know that all of these terms, even though the terms are different, they're only talking about one thing because there's only one true nature of mind. And that one, we should also know, is in its true nature beyond one and many.
Semje neluk, semje neluk dela. Semje nelula, ming tate yuna yang, duna tate mide, nelula ni mebesel.
Given the true nature of mind, there are many terms for it, but there are not many of it, because in the true nature of reality, there is no duality. If the true nature of mind could be many, it would not be the ultimate nature of reality. If you think there could be many in terms of different abiding realities, because every person has their own view and each person's view is valid for them, then that is clinging to views as being supreme. We should sing this verse from the Four Supreme Things and the 11 Supreme Things, which is the third verse from the bottom on page 116. If you realize the reality past all greater and less, this is what's known as the Yana Most Supreme. If you realize the reality past all greater and less, this is what's known as the Yana Most Supreme. If you realize the reality past all greater and less, this is what's known as the Yana Most Supreme.
Dan chuje dan chuje chuje de tango.
Now let's sing the whole song from the beginning. It's an important song.
Kainsena dan da leva tambo de tropa to sa mambu ke tsare jor yore. Dene cheranso lo na ha ko gre samba. Dan da chebar ti go go.
Rela.
Yeah.
We're doing it this way because I've explained the first and the sixth chapter many times, and that is all incorporated in the translation. And so I think when you read the translation, you'll be able to understand it. So now we have to do things in a special way.
Mm-hmm. You
have to know the four supreme and the 11 supreme things.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the feet of Marpa, the translator, I bow down. In answer to these great teachers, I sing this song. Don't try to refute anything here, and don't try to prove it. But listen to the meaning, the reality. When there's nothing that's seen, this is seen by far supreme. This is the innate mind, the luminous light. Where there's nothing to search for, this the discovery supreme. This is the innate mind, the treasure trove. Where there's nothing to be eaten, a satiation supreme. The food of samadhi, the food which liberates. Where there's nothing to be drunk, a satisfaction supreme. This is the drink of bodhicitta amrita. This is original wisdom, simply aware of itself. This is the realm of the inexpressible. This is not within reach of the shravakas or naive ones. Nor is it the sphere of experience of a logician. If you realize the reality past all bestowing and past all receiving empowerment supreme, if you realize the reality past high and low, this is what's called the Bhumi Most Supreme. If you realize the reality which is unreachable, me
means of progression, that is the path supreme. If you realize the reality unborn, undying, this is what's known as fulfilling the highest need. If you realize the reality past the measurement, this is what's called the valid cognition supreme. If you realize the reality past the greater and less, this is what's known as the Anamos supreme. If you realize the reality neither good nor bad, this is known as supreme among all methods. If you realize the reality past duality, this is what's known as supreme among all views. If you realize the reality free of reference point, this is what's known as the best of meditations. If you realize the reality free of adopting and free of rejecting, that's conduct most supreme. If you realize the reality free of effort and strain, this is what's known as fruition most supreme. And those who are not in touch with that reality, great teachers grown arrogant from studying, scholars puffed up on words and full of themselves, great meditators always changing their practices. You may hope it's liberation, but what it will be bondage, bound by the rope of dualistic clinging. You may hope to be free, but what you will be fettered, fettered in chains of perceiver and perceived. You may hope to get out, but what you will be sinking, sinking down in samsara's threefold realm.
Oh, they have been there. Then, Nyama Swamji Ji so, Pecha La Tam Gopa Lo Tho Ni Dung.
Tining Tari Sumla, Tari Drupla. Today is, that was very good. Today is November 3rd. On November 6th, you have to be able to come in and sing without looking at your book. You can do it. It's English, it's your own language. You've studied a lot, you've gone to school, you've studied hard, you have diligence and intelligence, you can do it. It's easy. And in stages, I will explain the verses of this song. So the profound inner reality is a text I've been teaching for many years. It's been meticulously translated and gone over, the translation's been gone over lots of times. And so I don't need to give any explanation about that. So you'll understand it just by reading it. Now there's a song that goes with the verses from the first chapter, and so we should now sing the verses of the first chapter to melody.
Alexander.
Alexander made the melody. Alexander Deverin, who's a very skilled composer, made the melody for these verses. Melissa.
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 Melissa. Melissa Tang.
Melissa sing.
Tang Tang Suji.
No.
Young Senna, then it's Zawate, the Lolan, don't devil, then the Lolan's own love here.
When there's a melody, then the root verses are easy to recite and easy to memorize.
Yeah.
Just start by singing the introduction.
So I'll sing the first verse, but the very first line, we repeat the same melody in the first line of the full verse. So you'll just listen and I'll stop, and then we'll go again from the beginning like we've been doing with Ari. Homage to the glorious Vajradhara. I pay homage to the glorious gurus, all-knowing and all-seeing. They teach the suchness of the three outer, inner, and other, and they dispel the delusions present during the four states. Homage to the glorious Vajradhara. I pay homage to the glorious gurus, all-knowing and all-seeing. They teach the suchness of the three outer, inner, and other, and they dispel the delusions present during the four states. Homage to the single cornate entity, the embodiment of two, the three kayas of the nadis, pranas and bindus, the four kayas of the states, and the embodiment of the five kayas. I pay homage to that goddess who is the single entity, the nature of all phenomena. She is the nature of the middle, the single bliss, and of the nature of water rises at the end. What is secret in all the tantras, the victor revealed in the Anuttara Tantra? Object of experience formed by this Buddhist Ravakas. It is completely secret for those of Jnana. I will explain the inner essential natures of body and mind. It is taught that the stainless heart of the victors abides within. The impure, the impure, pure, and the completely pure, which correspond respectively to sentient beings, those abiding on.
Then I need to do he.
Raso.
Rava. Ganga.